Today is Sunday, October the 7th, the seventh day of Audio Boo's massive music marathon, Octava. When Omani Blog launched Octava a little over a week ago, he suggested that he would do the first roadmap for the week, for the first 7 days, and indeed he set out some interesting themes which we've all been trying to fit our musical tastes around over the past week. He suggested, however, at the same time, that perhaps others might want to take on that most onerous of tasks in succeeding weeks. So to that end, I'd like to suggest a roadmap for the coming week. I'm by no means fixed to it, and if anybody else wants to suggest their own one or use that, then I most certainly won't be offended. But in lieu of anything else, I thought it'd be good to at least make a suggestion. So, as the background music is suggesting, I intend to theme my one around the circle of life, taking us through time from birth to the end of our lives and the musical turning points within it. So for day one, for Monday the 8th of October, I'd like to suggest that we talk about the music that was around when we were born. So this is not music that necessarily we're particularly familiar with or that we particularly like, although it may well be, but what was, in particular, what was number one on the day that you were born? Either number one in the country that you live in now, or the country that you once lived in, or in a country which has been important to you. If you really struggle, then I suppose you could pick one from a country at random. But it'd be interesting to know what was number one on the day you were born. And that's called birth music. On Tuesday the 9th of October, I suggest we call it blowing your own trumpet. As a child, most people learn to play some kind of instrument, or at least become attached to one. So I'd like to suggest that we think about either our own favourite instrument, and one that we play, and perhaps music that exhibits that rather nicely, or else, if we don't play an instrument, our favourite one. Play some music which features predominantly the instrument of your choice, that really shows it off to your best, to its best, rather. I've called Wednesday Cover Art Ists, with a hyphen between art and ists. See what I did there? I want to think about covers. Quite often as we grow up, we hear and like music, but don't realise that actually it's not the original version of it. So I'd like to think about, you know, what are some really good covers? What are some really bad ones? Think about songs that have been covered an awful lot by different people, and perhaps the different styles in which they've been covered. Perhaps you can think about, you know, songs that are more difficult to cover, or ones which can be covered in a rather innovative way. So Wednesday, we're talking about covers. Cover artists. Thursday is Live and Dangerous. I love live performances, and have been to a fair few. And I'm sure, as we all grow up, we go and see different performances, and we learn that way what music we really like. So on Thursday, perhaps you can tell us about some of the concerts you've been to, great performances that you've experienced. Play some of the music from the artists who were performing there, or talk about some great live recordings. What are your favourite live albums or live tracks? Clearly, I've stolen the title of that day from one very famous live album, but there are plenty of others out there. Now, the music's run out underneath me, which suggests that I really ought to hurry up. Friday, I've called Turning Points. We're moving on through life now, to your wedding, to your anniversary, whatever it is, to the birth of your child. What are the bits of music, the pieces of music which have been important at those points? Which bits of music symbolise those times for you? What piece of music did you walk down the aisle to? What music was played for your first dance at your wedding? What was played at wedding anniversaries? At birthdays? Or, as I say, around the time of the birth of your children? We're on to the weekend now. We're getting there, almost there. And I've called the one for Saturday, Spirit and Soul. And I thought it'd be quite nice to think about inspirational music, music that really speaks to you, speaks to your soul. It could be religious music. It could be your favourite hymns. It could be Christmas carols or music that appears at a particular time of year and really means something to you. It could be something off one of these wonderful chill-out albums, something which really allows you to put your head back and just think of things, or not think, as the case may be. Whether you are religious or not, then there surely has to be a piece of music which speaks to your soul, and that's what I'd like to get to on Saturday with Spirit and Soul. And finally, we come to Sunday, the final curtain. What music would you like to be remembered by? What would you like to be the final piece of music played in your life, or perhaps at your funeral, or played by others to remember you? What really sums you up, or sums up how you would like to be remembered? So that's the final curtain. I'll just run through the titles again. So, starting with Monday the 8th, it's birth music. Tuesday the 9th, blowing your own trumpet. Wednesday the 10th, cover artists. That sounds rather clumsy, doesn't it? Thursday the 11th, live and dangerous. Friday the 12th, turning points. Saturday the 13th, spirit and soul. And Sunday, the whatever's left, the 14th, I think it is, the final curtain. So that's my suggested roadmap for Octava week 2. If anybody's got any better ideas, then feel free to post them. Otherwise, if I don't see any others put up, then I will be following this one, at least. And I may be out of sync from everybody else. But feel free to comment on this. As I say, not going to be offended at all if you'd rather follow a different way. And I hope that I'm not treading on Omani Blog's toes here. My understanding was that he was very much open for other people to suggest something for moving forward through this month. And that is what I was hoping to do. And just a final reminder, please could everybody use the Octava tag wherever possible. It just makes searching for Octava recordings just that little bit easier. Have a good Octava week 2.